This is Conor Lennon from UN News. When Lieutenant Commander Marcia Andrade Braga arrived in Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic, to take up her post as military gender advisor with the UN peacekeeping mission there, MINUSCA, no one else in the mission was tasked with protecting the needs of conflict-affected women. But just 1 year on, she's managed to build a network of gender focal points across the country. In field mission after field mission, she meets with women and looks for solutions to alleviate their suffering. When you're there and look at these women in the eyes, it's like a commitment, and you need to take action, she told Yasmina Gerda in an interview for UN News. Her dedication has earned her the UN Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award, which she will officially receive on Friday at UN headquarters in New York as part of the 2019 Peacekeeping Ministerial Conference. She told us why her job and this award mean so much to her.
The idea is to understand how the conflict is affecting local population. I have meeting with local women leaders. That, in my opinion, is the most important of my visit. So the moment that I talk with local women, in order to understand what is happening, the problems that they are facing, and with this information, I can support operations.
And in these meetings that you have, in particular maybe the ones with the women leaders, what are some of the greatest challenges that you have found?
When I have these meetings, I receive precious information about how the conflict is affecting them. For example, illegal checkpoints, or if they have a restriction of movement because they need to access their farms. Sometimes their farms is very far away because they are displaced. And when they are accessing their farms, they are very vulnerable. So when I have my patrols, when I'm visiting sectors, what I'm observing that we have a lot of women and children crossing the roads with containers of water, looking for firewood. So during these meetings, I can understand the challenges that the ladies, they are facing on the ground. And with this information, we can plan our operations. And at the same time, we can think about projects to decrease this vulnerability. So, for example, if I have ladies accessing their farms very far away, you can think about community gardens close to their house in order to avoid this movement so far away. And the same way, water points and lights close to their house in the points that they are more active. So during these meetings, I can understand what is happening and I can share in this information.
And in those visits, in those meetings, from your interactions with the communities, is there a story or a person that has particularly marked you and that you will that will stay with you forever?
Yes. Well, a lot of stories. It's 1 year, that almost 1 year, and I visited all the sectors and I had meetings with local women. Once I had a meeting with, it was around the fourth woman, and one lady started to explain, and she said, all of us, we passed for sexual violence. And it was something to me that was very strong, because it was a room with ladies. And wow, it's a very serious problem here. Another day I had a meeting, and a lady, my daughter, 10 years old, was raped. So it's something that is, and when you are there and you look in the eyes and you receive this information, it's like a commitment that was established. So we need to take action. This is the difference, and it's something that I'm always explaining, to have a meeting with local women. Because it's different when we receive a report, a piece of paper, and when you look and you understand and you can feel the pain that they are feeling. So these stories, and when I started, I received once a report that 9 women were killed when they were assessing their farms, and I start to think, wow, and now the children without the mother in the IDP, it's so difficult, because it's a very difficult situation. Imagine these children without the mother, the only one that was providing food and protecting them. So these moments, I think that it was like something that pushed to take action and to do something.
As a woman peacekeeper, why is it important for you to serve, and why do you feel we need maybe more women in peacekeeping?
I think it's very important, the participation of female peacekeepers. I have female peacekeepers in some areas, battalions that we have a good number, and it's completely different. First of all, we need to have mixed patrols. It's easier for a local woman to explain their issues, to explain how the conflict is affecting them. So it's very important, the presence of a female peacekeeper. At the same moment, when I have a female peacekeepers working with a male peacekeeper, I'm showing to the local community gender equality, that you can do the same tasks. So I think it's something very powerful. It's an amazing example. And it's a kind of identification. And it's something that will help them to feel more safe. All the results that I can see in Minusca, when I have female peacekeepers, it's completely different. We can gather information, precious information, and we can avoid violations. We can have early warning, we can prevent. I think this is the point, because our mandate is protection of civilians. So we need to understand how the conflict is affecting the different groups, men, women, boys, and girls. And not only one group, because it's not the same.
On Friday, you will be given the Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. I would like to ask you what it means for you, and also what message you have for the world on this occasion.
Well, I think it's an honor, because I developed this job, and in fact, when I arrived in Minusca, only my position in Bangui, almost Congo, if you check the map, and we started something, and we established the military gender advisor in each sector, and advocating to have more female peacekeepers, and to have focal points in all the battalions. So I think it's an honor to receive this award from UN. And the message is to increase, to have more female peacekeepers, because we are very far from the ideal.
You were telling me before we started recording that you will be leaving soon. Unfortunately, you're very sad about that. Tell me a little bit about why it will be so hard to end your mission.
Well, it will be very difficult because, in fact, it's like it's a relationship. And in fact, I'm in love for local population. I'm in love for the country. And sometimes they don't have voice. And sometimes the world don't know what's happening there. It will be very difficult, but I really want that we have more attention in the area, what's happening, mainly with local women. We really need to understand what's happening, how they are suffering with movement restriction, when they don't have something to provide to their children, and very difficult, very hard life. And it will be difficult, I know that, but I need to continue, and I wish the best for the ladies there, and that we achieve peace, because the most important is peace, is to continue with their lives. I really want to receive news about the ladies with their farms and children going to school. This is the objective. This, because when they see the blue bear, it's hope. It's something that they believe, they trust in our job. So it's a connection that's not so easy to finish, but I will manage.